Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of my asparagus recipes is my asparagus tempura. What I love so much about a really good tempura, it's light, it's airy, and it's very delicious. Now, there's a couple things we have to remember. Whenever we are working with a fryer or very hot fry oil, we have to always make sure, especially if we have children, that we let them know if they're old enough to understand. And if they're not, I like to set up like a little barrier or something that keeps them out of coming near the kitchen. Remember, in order for us to get proper fry, we have to fry at 350 to 375 degrees. Anything lower will pretty much be greasy mush, and I do not want to have tempura that is just mush. So we have to make sure that we practice safety whenever we do this, but let's get started with the recipe. What we're going to use is 8 ounces of asparagus, and all I'm going to do with the asparagus, I'm just going to clean them. And all I do to clean asparagus is I just cut off the very bottom, and you'll see it. It looks very woody, very fibrous. We don't want to have that at all on there. And next thing we're going to do is grab our peeler, and I'm just going to peel about, I want to say about an inch after the top of the asparagus, the brush. We're going to go ahead and just peel all the way down, and we're not going to peel off a lot. We're just peeling off a little bit, and this will also make the asparagus nice and shiny, that nice bright green hiding under there. So once they're clean, in a separate bowl, I'm going to add 1 cup of flour, salt and pepper always to taste, because everybody has a different way they like to have their salt and pepper. And if you want to add a little bit of, I didn't put it on our recipe, but if you want to add a little bit of chili powder, anything that makes this nice and dark, it'll give her some beautiful color. Next we're going to use is 1 cup of seltzer water or club soda. I prefer using club soda all the time over just regular carbonated water, just because it's more than just that fizziness that we're looking for. There's stuff in the soda water that blends very well with the tempura batter, and it's just always a hit. Once we add that in, we're also going to season to taste. Remember, with salt and pepper, it's very important, because every single time we add something in, we have to change the flavor, because the flavor profiles are constantly going to be changing. The very next thing we're going to do is, once our deep fryer or our pot with hot oil hits at 375 degrees, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get our asparagus, and we're going to put them in that flour seltzer mix, and we're going to go ahead and carefully put them into the oil. They don't take long to tempura, about 1 minute, and you'll have the most beautiful tempura you've ever had. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.